Hayırdır? In some of his earliest days in New York, before Prabhupada had any movement or anything going, he had some flyers printed, small handbills, on which he had printed the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now in Prabhupada Lilamrita is described how there was, before Prabhupada had any followers, there was one young man who was helping Prabhupada, and he recalled how Prabhupada handed him one of these flyers, and this man said, that Robert Nelson said, that when Swamiji handed me this, he had a smile on his face as if he was giving me the whole world. Robert Nelson said, somewhat, it seemed somewhat facetiously, because he thought, you know, it's just a piece of paper with some writing on it. So he didn't realize that Prabhupada was giving him something far more valuable than the whole world, something beyond the world. He was giving him Krishna in the form of the holy names, but he couldn't appreciate. Prabhupada went on to write so many books. Hare Krishna. They have a rule. I have to have a gun on all the time. Prabhupada went on to write so many books, and the message in those books, of course, is to chant Hare Krishna. And whenever the books are being distributed, each book that goes out, people are being given more than the whole world. They're being given the information by which they can come out of this whole world. Even if you got the whole world, it would just be another big entanglement. This knowledge, the knowledge in the books, is to take us beyond this material world. So it's extremely profound what's going on. People, they get a book, their lives are not profound. People's lives, especially in the modern age, are extremely shallow. The whole ethos of modern life is extremely shallow. People watch TV, they go to movies, they booze a bit, they have girlfriends and boyfriends. Very shallow. Society based on sense gratification means that it's very shallow. No deep thinking. Or even if there's the so-called thinking, it's just the intellectual life of modern man. We can see what is the result of that, that people just become sophisticated cats and dogs. They go on with their sense gratificatory life. So giving these books means to give the profound knowledge by which people can transcend birth and death and come to Krishna. So devotees themselves must always remain aware of the profundity, the depth, the deepness of Krishna consciousness. And naturally, if devotees are aware of how wonderful Krishna consciousness is, how profound it is, how meaningful it is, that actually there is nothing in this world of any meaning whatsoever. Everything here is anartha, meaningless, lacking meaning. And the real artha, nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnu, the real meaning of life, the only meaning of life, is to understand Krishna. And these books, they give people the chance to understand Krishna,
Otherwise, people have no opportunity to understand Krishna.
They won't get knowledge of Krishna from their parents, from the educational system, from the TV, from the people they associate with. You cannot get knowledge of Krishna. But these books give people the opportunity, maybe for the only time in their lives, the opportunity to make their lives meaningful. So, people, devotees should always be aware when we're distributing books that it's not that we're salesmen, it's not sales techniques. Even the result, for the sake of the result, it's not very important. In other words, of course, we want results that devotees will distribute many books, but it's not a matter of figures, 76, 85, 22 books distributed today. It's not a matter of showing results, but it's a matter of everyone that we meet, that we desire that they take the book, knowing that this, only this, and nothing else in their life is of any value. Their whole life is a complete zero. If they take this book, then only can they properly utilize their human form of life, get free from birth and death, and come to Krishna. But generally we can't directly say that to people, that I know what's right and your life is completely wrong. Then if they feel that we're taking a superior position, they won't like to take the book. People in the Western countries, there's a very strong repulsion to what they call proselytization, that you're trying to convert me. But people, even people, because of the modern way of life, is very gross. It's based on gross sense gratification. So like that, people are living very shallow lives, but they can appreciate that devotees, they are profound. That this is something, offering this book, it's not something ordinary. Devotees, not artificially, but naturally, can communicate that this is something very deep and very real and very meaningful. And the devotees and the books that they're offering are not of this world. They're not of the whole way of life that people are used to, in which people are used to very superficial and shallow dealings, where one person deals with another simply for the sake of sense gratification. But devotees, they're different to everyone else because they're offering something. They're not offering anything for your sense gratification. We actually have nothing to get from the person. We don't want your money. We do, but not for ourselves. But we're not taking your money for our sense gratification. But we only, even the taking the money, it's only because we want your benefit. So people can feel this. Otherwise, why should they take these books? Just if they open it and they can immediately understand, this is not something for my sense gratification. But they can understand that these books are something different and better. They can understand this from the devotee who's offering them, that the devotee himself is a very profound person. He's not like any other person. Of course, we may not preach the whole Bhagavad Gita to everyone we meet, but just by the demeanor and attitude of the devotee, even though he's
speaking ordinary words, it may seem like ordinary words, how are you, where are you coming from? But there's something in the devotee that touches the person, that this is something, there's something very special. The devotee himself must be feeling that. Otherwise, how can we go day after day? How can we go on pushing? It's with faith in these books that people need these books, that these books are changing people's lives, with this faith and this conviction that people require these books, with that compassion based on knowledge, then we can go on, we will go on, must go on, distributing these books more and more and more. I must express my appreciation here. So I never said this to Vijay Prabhu before, but I'm awed by his service that he's going on year after year, and very humble demeanor, but year after year after year distributing books, always enthusiastic for them, and enthusing so many others also. There are so many great devotees here. Chandrasekhar Acharya Prabhu, he's always very humble in his dealings with me, but he's, as Prabhupada said, in relation to that one devotee who was distributing many books, he was proposed he take sannyas. Prabhupada said he's doing more than any sannyas by distributing so many books and encouraging others to do so. So these Chandrasekhar Acharya going on distributing books, my good friend Manidhar Prabhu, he's the always enthusiastic to talk about book distribution, enthusiasts, go on book distribution. So you're all very great personalities, and there's no doubt that you're all going back to Godhead by doing this service. So I'm supposed to be a sannyasi, and everyone thinks so great of this and that, but actually that's nice, that's Vaishnava culture to respect that, but we should understand actually those devotees who are going out and who have really dedicated their lives, they're going on year after year after year distributing these books. These are really great persons, and these are really very great persons. Not to denigrate the position of sannyasis, but we should understand that those who have dedicated their lives practically to distributing books day after day after day, they're certainly no less than sannyasis, and they're certainly getting the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no doubt that they must be going back to Godhead, back to Krishna. And they're going back to Godhead, of course, it's difficult to imagine if Vijay without distributing books, so he may be distributing books in some other universe in future. But I just like to offer my respectful obeisances here to all the devotees who have dedicated their lives to this book distribution mission. Last year when I was in Slovenia, a country in Europe, I said, suggested to the devotees that they could try distributing books in devotee dress. I said, you'll probably distribute about the same number of books, because some people will become they'll become attracted knowing that you're devotees, because people know about Hare Krishna, and they'll want to take books specifically because you are a monk. And others, they'll just go away seeing that you're a monk, and they won't want it. Some people will become more attracted and some people less, and you'll end up distributing the same number of books. And actually that's exactly what happened. I said, why don't you try it for a couple of weeks as an experiment? And that's actually what happened, and the devotees
They were saying that actually they feel very happy distributing because they don't have to pretend they're something else, and people can see immediately what we are. And like that, some people just go away. They immediately, as soon as they see us, they walk away. And other people, when they see us, as soon as they see us, they walk towards us. So we actually don't waste so much of our energy, because immediately people can understand who we are, what we are. And we also have to be, we have to be very careful how we behave, because people are watching us. So that's a suggestion that other devotees could try that, distributing books in the Western countries in devotee dress, and see how it goes.
Actually, just one note on that. I spoke to the devotees from Slovenia, and they said after trying in this way, they ended up distributing more books by going out in Dogen Kirta.
There's a book distribution revolution going on there. There's a book distribution revolution going there. What's happening? There were various difficulties in our movement there, and they went through a very difficult period. But some devotees have started book distribution, others have become attracted, and the whole yatra has become uplifted, and even devotees who are like staying away, they're coming back and going out once a week on book distribution. They're donating for Shastra Dan. So putting the book distribution in the center has really lifted, it's really helped to lift up the whole yatra there. So Hare Krishna, there are some great personalities who have just arrived here. So
thank you, Maharaj.
I'll step down here.